The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 10 trivia questions on 8-bit songs. I'm going to play some Nintendo-esque versions of hit songs, and you got to try and identify the song title and the artist. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show on YouTube and your favorite podcast listening apps. Guys, we are 1 week about into this quarantine, and I hope you are surviving and safe and sound. I have been occupying my time by doing big themed trivia nights on Facebook live stream every night, and man, we've had some really successful and fun nights. On Wednesday this past week, we did a 90s trivia night, and I had about 55 people watching. On Thursday, we did some bingo, which was tons of fun, pop culture bingo for about an hour. On Friday, we did The Office, and it was a 5-round, 2-hour show of The Office, and I think we had 110 people watching. And last night, on Saturday, we did a whole Harry Potter trivia night, and we had about 130 people watching live. People tipped me on Venmo and PayPal, and I know that's tough to do during these tough times where people aren't working, but man, that has really lightened up my week because I've been able to actually make some money, and it's been very, very cool. Tonight, I am doing a live stream on Disney trivia. So that will be on Sunday night if you happen to be listening to this today. I'm 3 days behind in posting the podcast. So I'm posting 3 episodes today. I'll probably talk about it on the intros for all these. But find me every night pretty much for a different theme trivia night, 7 p.m. Pacific on Facebook Live. It's on my personal page, Ryan Buds. So find me over on there. Add me as a friend. And we do the 5 rounds. You write down your answers. You send me your answer sheet at the end. And the top 3 scorers get some fun prizes from my garage on the shelves behind me. We're going to jump into today's episode. It's written by Brent Barkey. And these are some great 8-bit song snippets. So we'll play some audio. And you will have to try and identify the song by the 8-bit version of that song. So it's kind of like you're playing Mega Man or something, and these songs are playing in the background, but they happen to be hit songs from like the 80s, 90s, and 2000s mostly. So try and identify these. There's 10 of them, and it's a rare audio round on the Trivia with Buds podcast. Here we go, and thanks, Brent Barkey. All right, guys, here we go. For all these, I'll play about 5 or 6 seconds of the song, and you have to identify which song it is from the world of pop culture. These are all pretty popular songs, so give them a listen. Rewind if you have to. And here we go. We're going to play each song one time. And here's number 1. Song number 2. Here comes song number 3. Moving on to song number 4. Song number 5. Here's song 6. Number 7. Here is your eighth song, number eight. Song number nine. And song number 10. There they were, everybody, the 8-bit versions of some popular songs. We'll be back in just a second to see how many you got right out of 10. We are back with the answers to 8-bit songs from my friend Brent Barkey. We're going to go over those answers. Here was number 1. And the answer there was Hey Ya by Outkast. Hey Ya by Outkast. Here was number 2. That was Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. Did you get that one? That was hard at first for me, but then I was able to figure it out. Number 3. That was Baby One More Time by Britney Spears, a song that's over 20 years old. Baby One More Time. I just saw that NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye, No Strings Attached album came out exactly 20 years ago. That made me feel old. I can't believe that was 20 years ago. Number 4. And that was Tub Thumping. Tub Thumping by Chumba Wumba. Get knocked down, get back up again. You're never going to keep me down. That's perfect. That's a good chant for the quarantine that we're all going through. Here's number 5. That was Stacy's Mom. She's Got It Going On by the Fountains of Wayne. Number 5, Stacy's Mom. Here was number 6. That, of course, was Thriller by Michael Jackson. Thriller by Michael Jackson. And number 7. This was a tough one. We played it a bunch in my house when I was trying to figure these out. My wife and I could not get it. And then I got it at the last second. Hey There, Delilah by the Plain White Tees, a band out of Chicago. Hey There, Delilah. Number 8. Number 8 was Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi, one of my favorites of all time. Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi. And here's the song for number 9. That's Fireflies by Owl City. Fireflies by Owl City. Did you get that one? I thought that was kind of tough, but also that song's kind of electronic and 8-bit sounding anyway. So there you go. Here we go with number 10. And the answer to number 10 was Black Beatles by Ray Sremmurd. I've heard that song a million times, didn't know the artist, never knew the title, but now I know. So there you go. I hope you had fun with that quiz from Brent Barkey. I know I did. And Brent hosts trivia in Minnesota and is a great dad, according to his Instagram pictures. He's always doing fun stuff with the family. So shout out to Brent Barkey. And thank you for sending me those questions. If you guys ever have rounds like that, audio rounds without copywritten music, when you do like a remix or an 8-bit version like that, I can usually insert it and not have to worry about it getting taken down. So if you have anything like that, royalty-free music or remixed music that you want to use on a future trivia quiz, send it my way, ryanbuds@gmail.com. All right, it's time for the question of the day. Question of the day coming up right now is, what is Gonzo's main chicken friend's name on The Muppets? What is Gonzo's main chicken friend's name on The Muppets? Tweet me your answers at Ryan Buds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Alaska for AK, the first state alphabetical by postal code. And your trivia team name of the day is Smokey and the Band-Aid. Smokey and the Band-Aid. Rest in peace, Burt Reynolds. Thank you guys so much for playing trivia with me today. Thanks for telling a friend about the show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.